Now, Perla Batala is going to be bringing her House of Cohen to us, so we're going to try and have a little chat as best we can. When are you going to do that? Well, we're going to do it on the far side of this, quite frankly. Is that Perla?
It is Perla. Hi.
Hi, Perla. It's Marty Whelan in Dublin. Good morning.
Good morning.
And how are things? Where are you? You're in Spain as we speak, are you?
Yes, I'm in Barcelona. Just flew in yesterday, so I'm a little upside down.
Are you? So you don't even know who you're talking to, or why you're talking to me, or what anything is going on. But you're in one of the most beautiful cities on earth.
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's one of my all-time favorites.
Isn't it just? Oh, yeah. You could just stand and look at those buildings for hours, as you probably will do today, until the jet lag disappears.
Right, exactly.
Not to worry. Listen, firstly, I'm delighted that you're coming to us on the 1st of June at Vicar Street with the House of Cohen, which sounds like an amazing night.
Thank you. I'm so excited. You know, Dublin has always been such a wonderful place for me to sing Cohen. Last time I was there, I actually was part of the Hal Wilner tour, you know, that we did years ago.
Yeah.
That included all these wonderful artists that Hal Wilner put together, you know, like Nick Cave and Lou Reed and Laurie Anderson.
Yes.
And oh my gosh, it just goes on and on. But it was a wonderful night.
And there is, you see, I think in this country, we love the lyric, we love the story. And I think that maybe isn't that part of it, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you just have that legacy of the written word. And that is the tradition that I think also is what Leonard was drawn to. I remember he thought it was also very magical to be in Ireland. It was always has been, you know, in my husband's family has ties to Ireland that go way back. And I remember my first time in Ireland, his mother asked me to please pick up as much Irish music as you can possibly find.
What's his name? What's your husband's name?
Claude Mann, M-A-N-N. So that's, you know, Germanic. But his mother was from a long line of West Texans that that probably came directly from Ireland years ago.
Okay, so, all right. Yeah, because the only man that I know is Barry Mann, the songwriter Barry Mann.
Cynthia right, Neal. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the other. I don't. Oh, it was just. No, that's the only one. That's actually the only one I know. Isn't that bizarre? I don't think it's an Irish. That's an Irish background, but it's obviously on the mammy side, presumably.
And that's right. And the name is Paget. So I don't know. Paget. If that sounds like Irish to you, but
sounds posh Irish to me, Paget. Does he come from money?
No. Well, maybe they did back then. Maybe way back then. Maybe. But I think they lost it all in the Depression. Right. Yeah.
Well, thank God you turned up, Perla.
To bring
them back to their level. Listen, but your background is opera and classical and stuff. So
that was my first. That was what I loved as a kid. I a very strange child that I was. I had wonderful music teachers in school. My father was a singer. My father though was from Mexico. You know, he was sort of an Afro Mexican who sang the traditional Mexican songs, by the way, that it also has ties to sort of the Irish tradition of harmony and people singing together. And also Spanish lyrics are so gorgeous.
Is it a cappella singing?
But it was the trio tradition. We had three voices that harmonized, and it was all very beautiful. So, you know, that was sort of my early background, my dad singing to me and all my uncles in a room singing together. And then school, you know, got me excited about opera and classical music because I had a teacher that was really bonkers for this stuff. Like, got so excited about it that I said to myself, well, it must be good if this woman is that excited about it. And I got deep into it and I fell in love with all classical music. And then because my parents owned a little record shop, a mom and pop record shop in Los Angeles, I got to go to these record distribution places with my mother and just pick music from all genres.
So you were steeped. You were steeped in it all your life. It was just everywhere you
went. Absolutely. Yes.
I love the fact you folks having the record shop. I think that's just.
I know.
Oh, so much better than a sweet shop, and so much better for you.
Well, it didn't stop me from being addicted to sweets.
Oh, don't.
There you go.
Don't worry about that. Listen, I want to play a little bit of your album. I want to play a little bit of Bird on the Wire.
Okay.
Here it is.
Like a baby. Bird on the wire.
On the wire. This is Perla Batalla, who I'm talking to in Spain, who's hot off a plane, if you will. Can I just say, you know the cover of that album,
yes.
Bird on the Wire, yourself and Leonard Cohen. You look very you look very cozy on the cover. Can I just say?
Well, we adore each other. What can I say?
Oh, yeah. It's a gorgeous photograph.
Thank you.
He was a very warm individual, wasn't he? By all accounts, he was a very caring sort of.
Well, that's all I know of the man. Always very caring and hilariously funny. You know, I know not a lot of people know that side of him, but it seemed as though he only wanted the. When we were together, and we were together a lot because I lived actually very close to him, and he would always just say, you know, darling, come over, let's have a cup of coffee. And we'd sit at his little table in his tiny little kitchen and just, you know, shoot the breeze and drink our coffee. And he lived to make me laugh, always wanted to make a joke or, you know, tell me a funny story.
Yeah.
And I loved his storytelling. He was such a wonderful storyteller.
And that voice, heaven's sake.
It was soothing and delicious. And loved it.
Because I remember the I'm Your Man album, and I mean, we played it and played it and played it on the radio. And that Tower of Song, I mean, my God. The quality of that.
And I would and if that doesn't indicate his sense of humor,
I'd be there on the radio trying to kind of go, Tower of Song, trying to do these mad voices. It's only an act. That's only a moment. And I can't do it any more than say the three words. But it was just, he had that thing. And he melted hearts everywhere. He really did.
He did, yes. Indeed, he did.
Yeah. So look, when you have the concert, tell me all about the concert and how the House of Cohen works on stage. Tell me what we can expect.
Well, I just started doing this years before Leonard passed, with his blessing.
Yeah, but you worked with him as well as everything else.
Yes. Of course I did. Yeah. And actually, I had no intention of ever singing a Leonard Cohen song myself, because as you know, just after watching him, and he's such a master and such a beautiful performer, I never thought anyone could do justice to a Cohen song except for Leonard himself.
Right.
So I had no intention of doing it. And then he sort of tricked me into singing one of his songs for a party that he was giving for a friend of his. And that was it. I got hooked. And the song that he asked me to sing was Bird on the Wire, which still, emotionally, I can barely get through it because I love it so much. So that was sort of my entree into me singing Cohen. And I really had to, I'm the kind of singer that it has to be way inside of me. It has to feel like the song has to feel like it's part of me in order for me to sing it. But that just started this snowball effect where I just said, well, maybe I can try singing another Cohen song. Maybe I can sing maybe Suzanne. Maybe I can. So I will, this is sort of the show is an unfolding of those songs, and in between sometimes I tell a story about my relationship with Leonard, how we became friends and touring with him, and maybe I try to tell some of the funny stories that he told, which of course he tells better than anybody, but I give it a good old-fashioned try and do my best. And also I'm going to have a very special guest. Yes, someone who actually is from Ireland and is a spectacular artist that I met through Hal Wilner, Gavin Friday.
Oh, for heaven's sake, are you really? Oh, I didn't know
that. Well, we saw each other recently at the tribute to Hal Wilner in New York.
Okay.
And sort of rekindled our appreciation of one another. And when I got home, I said to Gavin, I'm going to be in Dublin at the Vicar Street, and I can't stop thinking about you in terms of singing this special, like, Leonard Cohen song. I just, in my head, I hear you singing it. And he goes, oh, I know that song. I love that song. I know that song. And I said, would you consider singing it at the show, and he said, absolutely. You know, so anyway, we're very excited about
that. Oh, that's wonderful. That's well, that's great. Well, he made himself available. That's lovely. I love that story.
He did. So much fun. Yeah.
Listen, I'm really looking forward to the show. I love the fact that you have anecdotes to share and talking about. Yeah. I love the idea of Leonard Cohen eating hot dogs at Home Depot. I think that's a great the image just doesn't work. And yet
you heard about that.
We heard about that. Yeah, but I don't want to spoil it for anybody else. But that's a true story, isn't it? I mean, this is
it's a true story. Yes, I have a few of those that are very Leonard.
Good for you. Well, listen, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be great fun by all accounts. And look, while you're over there, because if you're in Barcelona, you know you're going to have to go at the old Sagrada Familia. You're going to have to go now and walk around and touch walls.
Absolutely.
It's like fairyland there. But look, have a lovely time, and we shall see you, please God, on the 1st of June at Vicar Street, Perla.
Thank you so much.
It's been a real pleasure.
I think
the fact that you've been flying, I think you're flying it now. Not a bother on you. There's no bother on you. Not at all, not at all.
Thank you so much.
We shall see you in a few weeks, Perla. God bless.
Looking for it. Thank you. Take care.
Thanks a million. That's Perla Patel. House of Cohen it is, and it's happening at Vicar Street on the 1st of June. I like Famous Blue Raincoat. We give that an old lash. Why not?
What can I tell you? confess that I miss you. I guess I forgive you. I'm glad that you stood in my way. If you ever